us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 says, "Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." What a great passage. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Hey, happy Sunday to you. Good to see you. I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. It's July 15th, 2018. It's Joey Kroll with you. If you are not too familiar with this program, Sunday worship is as an arrow that points directly to Christ. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, friend, I think you'll be blessed here for the next 30 minutes. Got music from Chris Rice on the way, Shannon Wexelberg, Michael W. Smith. Right now, here's a classic from Twyla Paris, "And We Will Glorify," right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here today. It is Joey Kroll. I pray that you are having yourself a great weekend. And a man saw a friend of his and asked how he was doing. "Not so good," the friend replied. "I'm just a little confused." And the man said, "Okay, so why are you confused?" And he replied, "Well, at breakfast yesterday, my horoscope told me to do something. Then at supper last night, my fortune cookie contradicted my horoscope." You know, Fred, I think this man's confusion started way long before he got that conflicting advice. That's what I'm thinking. See, friend, all too often people look for advice in all the wrong places and end up like that man, muddled and misguided. See, the Bible's advice for all who need guidance is not confusing at all. In fact, his word says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." Friend, as we continue on this weekend, I just encourage you to trust in the Lord.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O thou of God. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark plot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come. To be thine, yeah, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt you, my God, my Maker, every day I will give thanks to the King. Great are you, Lord, I will rise up and sing every day, every day. Take my sadness and turn it to praise every day, every day. Lord, you're my strength and my song. All of the glory to you.
That beautiful name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Well, here we are. It's Sunday, this 15th day of July 2018. And in fact, this week, our church is hosting Vacation Bible School. 5 days. So I'm going to be drinking lots of coffee this week. Hey, to get her students to not be afraid to ask questions in class, a teacher told them this: a person who asks a question may feel foolish for a moment, but a person who never asks a question will look foolish forever. And that's a true thought when it comes to the spiritual life as well. In fact, God told his people through the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you. Friend, God is not afraid of our questions. He wants us to seek him out to gain the answers and guidance we need. If you can't find the answer to your question, just ask him directly in prayer.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. So take me as you find. Yeah. can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave.
Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and one of the things I do not like doing is waiting on God. You know, in the spiritual waiting room is not a fun place to be, I'll tell you. And Hudson Taylor said it best, it is not lost time to wait upon God.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, and some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle, whose hearts are blazing. So let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Carry your candle, run to the darkness,
I'll tell you what a favorite right there. Chris Rice and Go Light Your World here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. Just want to quickly congratulate our winner from our summer drawing. Gave away my book, At the King's Feet. It's a devotional book available on Amazon, by the way, At the King's Feet. Congratulating Anna from Rantoul, Illinois, the winner of the summertime contest. You can always connect with us here on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook, just like Anna did. In the meantime, friend, you can always drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you. My email address here is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, in case you don't know how to spell Joey, @greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and spend some time with God's people, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.